The third day of the special assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa was largely dedicated to small working groups, as Irene Lagan reports.
The morning session of the special assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa was devoted to meetings of small working groups. The groups have two related purposes: to share experiences and deepen reflection on the short speeches made before the whole assembly in the Synod Hall, and eventually to draft proposals for the consideration of the entire body of Synod Fathers. The small groups meet in closed-door sessions, but their reflections are guided by the overall theme of the Synod Assembly, which is the Church in Africa in service of reconciliation, justice, and peace.
La cosa più importante per tutti è ascoltare.
In remarks at the Angelus prayer after the Mass had opened the Synod Assembly this past Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI explained that the extraordinary gathering of bishops is, at heart, a moment for prayerful discernment.
Ascoltarsi gli uni gli altri e tutti quanti ascoltare ciò che il Signore vuole dirci.
Though many specific issues will doubtless be raised and particular experiences shared during the course of the work in small groups, the 244 Synod Fathers will use the several scheduled small group sessions to reflect on concrete ways of living the gospel message: you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. The second special assembly for Africa of the Synod of Bishops is underway in the Vatican until the 25th of October. I'm Irene Lagan.